Hi, this is Tech Coffee for the 10th of April, and here's your daily tech shot in less than 2 minutes. China has surpassed the US to become the lead nation in international patent applications, according to the World Intellectual Property Organization. China filed almost 59,000 patents in 2019, up 11% on 2018. The US made almost 58,000 filings, up 3% on the previous year. The total number of patent filings through WIPO's system grew 5% last year to 266,000. 52% of applications came from Asia, 23% from North America, 23% from Europe. Twitter is yet to remove 59% of posts containing misinformation about the coronavirus outbreak, according to researchers from Oxford University. The study looked at 225 pieces of content that have been debunked by fact-checkers, finding much of it remained on Twitter. The team also found 27% of demonstrably false content remained on YouTube, 24% on Facebook. Researchers note most of the misinformation relates to the supposed actions of governments and health organizations. The US Senate has become the latest organization to tell its members not to use the video conferencing service because of concerns about data security. Google has told its employees not to download the app, and the German Foreign Ministry has restricted its use. Zoom lacks a sufficiently big moat to keep hold of users who worry about security. DARPA, the US military's Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency, launched a program last year called GARD, or the Guaranteeing AI Robustness Against Deception. The goal is to expand ways to defend AI algorithms against so-called adversarial attacks, such as the time researchers tricked Tesla's speed assist system into driving 50 miles per hour above the speed limit by altering a speed limit sign with black tape. Microsoft is redirecting its energy into optimizing its upcoming Windows 10X operating system for single-screen devices, rather than novel form factors that would have spanned dual-screen and foldables. If the report is accurate, then Microsoft may have just dashed the hopes of Windows faithful, who may have hoped to see Microsoft's new dual-screen Surface Neo tablet debut as promised before the end of this year. This was your shot of Tech Coffee. Find us at onthismedia.com.